This year, the rural city of Wangaratta are putting the focus on local business. And this month, it is the fabulous Brookfield Maze at Myree. Françoise and Tanya join us. Françoise, tell us about the beginning of your journey with the Brookfield Maze.
Just to make it clear, we didn't create Brookfield Maze. It was created by Jeff and Errol Neal some 14 years ago. They planted the maze in 2010 and built the facility, which is absolutely magnificent. So our job so far is actually just to maintain it and preserve it. And that's how we feel about the place. You know, it is a community asset, and we are the privileged ones to look after it at this stage. We moved here from South Africa in 2008 and mostly in Melbourne, worked as an engineer, and always wanted to get back to the country. So I'm a hot air balloon pilot, and we used to come to Benalla to fly. We had a clubhouse there and got to know the area really well and felt that this is a place where we wanted to move to eventually. We used to a country life in South Africa, and we're looking for something eventually. COVID made it possible for us to sell a house, move to the country, and then we found something with an income potential, which meant that we could move lock, stock and barrel to the maze. And that's what, you know, and we keep saying to people, how often does a maze come up for sale?
No, exactly. Now, Tanya, you moved up here in 2022, now new to the business. How do you keep motivated within your business?
Well, just waking up there is enough reason. We still have to pinch ourselves to think that we're actually living in a place so beautiful. So the whole area, the King Valley, is beautiful, but then the gardens, going for a stroll through the gardens, looking at the roses and down at the creek, it's just amazing to live in an area like that. And then seeing happy customers come through the doors. Sometimes people will come in with a frown. They don't actually want to be there because someone else dragged them in. But by the end of the day, when they leave with a smile on their faces. And then we also know we've done our job really well when we see the children crying when they have to go. And we say, yes, job well done.
Anyone get lost in there? You've got to go and find them within the maze sometimes?
They do get more claustrophobic, I would say. But then I send Francois in because I'm the kind of person who still gets lost.
After 2 years, that's crazy. Apart from that challenge of finding your way around the maze, what are the other business challenges that you face, Françoise?
I guess the biggest one is when, you know, we had our business plan. We had some, you know, no plan really ever survives first contact with the enemy. But our business plan kind of fell on its face when almost the first year we moved there, with interest rates going up and everything getting more expensive. So I guess financially we had a little bit of an ankle tap. It was, and that was the biggest challenge, is to make it all work. The local community supported us wonderfully. The visitor numbers increased spectacularly. And I must say it was, you know, the support from the community and how they enjoyed the place was phenomenal.
And you've told me as well, it's really a great place for kids to come along to. Specifically, it's probably the only place in the King Valley that's kids-focused.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the King Valley is a great tourist destination, but it's mostly focused on adult entertainment. You know, wineries, breweries, and there's some really fantastic places. And they do their best to entertain the kids, but there isn't anything particularly focused on kids. And I think that's what the maze kind of told us within the first 6 months, is that, you know, it's a family thing. Parents can come in, they can sit, have coffee and scones, kids can play. There's no phones. You know, we only have Telstra reception and so people put their phones down. And the kids can play safely while the parents enjoy themselves.
Now, you face some challenges as you touched on in the business. What are some great words of wisdom you could give to people getting into business or who are new to business?
It's tough. Starting your own business is not easy, especially in this day and time. So I think it's absolutely crucially important that you have something that you love, because it's going to, you know, that passion has to carry you through the bad days. Initially, it's going to be mostly bad days, and you'll have the odd day that you go, yes, I'm, you know, and celebrate the good moment. And then eventually it gets easier. We're still waiting for that time.
It's great. Now, if we'd like to come out and see the Brookfield Maze, where do we find you?
We're at 1121 Benalla Whitfield Road, near Myree. Myree is one of the top five small towns in Australia.
Wow.
If you go to Airbnb, you'll find a blog of the 10 top towns, top small towns in Victoria, in Australia, actually. So we're near the spectacular Myree in the 15 Mile Creek Valley.
It sounds fantastic. So go and check it out at Brookfield Maze. Thanks for your time today.